With your Southeast Regional Ag News, I am Haley Shipp. This is the Ag Information Network. Last week, RCAF USA held their annual convention in South Dakota. I joined in via their Cattle USA web feed and watched as Nathan Miller, a professor from Georgetown University, discussed buying power in the beef packing industry. He was asked about the control that the big four packing plants possess.
If you think about, control, as an economist, what I hear you saying is that they have market power. And I agree. And I think the prices that come out of the system are not what you would necessarily call a competitive price. Monopoly is really not so much an economic term as a legal term. And so what I caution against is sort of over-optimism about the ability to challenge the packers legally for having monopolies when, there are four packers in this country that are all large. I think that the productive way to go about finding solutions is more likely to involve thinking about ways we can tilt their incentives or provide a more fair market so that we can get better outcomes in light of the size of the four of them.
Again, Nathan Miller, professor at Georgetown University, speaking at the RCAF USA convention. That wrapped up this past Friday in Deadwood, South Dakota. They also discussed free trade. They had updates from committees and talked about the beef checkoff in court. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report on the Ag Information Network. I'm Haley Shipp. For more ag news, visit aginfo.net.